It's Andy, Jason, and Trish show. Hello, everybody. We have a big show for you. We're going to talk to Johnny Hauser, and this guy studies mysteries, monsters, ghosts, UFOs, and he's going to be talking about the Villisca Axe murders. And this was a gruesome, gruesome murder in 1912, where I guess 8 people were killed, including 6 children and 2 adults. That's going to be part of Samantha Scarlett's ongoing series right here on the EJC show.
There it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
That was odd. Yeah, I think that was a Russian hack.
Yeah.
Does anyone else's headphones sound like crap? Or it's just mine?
It's, I think we're, no, yeah, mine too.
Really?
I mean, mine sound okay right now, but they were crackling a minute ago and cutting in and out.
Oh. But, I don't know. I don't know if I can work under these conditions.
I'm the sound engineer. I'm working on it.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
You call this work? This is the best part of my week.
Shut up, you.
Oh.
I actually wasn't paying attention to what you were saying. I thought you were going to make fun of me.
No.
So we're going to
Are you not making fun of me?
I didn't even have any reference to you whatsoever.
Oh, wow. Wow. I apologize then.
Coming in hot. It's coming in hot.
See, this is Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJC show.
Oh, my God. We are totally being hacked right now.
Are we being possessed?
Yeah.
You know, it occurred to me that Trump and Putin are like Pinky and the Brain.
Well,
go look it up, kids.
Let's start out this week's show a little differently. Usually at the end of the show, we'll do Chris's news, but lately we've been running out of time and not being able to get to Chris's news.
And it's someone threw a fit.
Yeah.
Someone threw a hissy fit.
He might have thrown a shoe. And but a lot of people say that Chris's news is their favorite part of the show. When we walk down the street, people stop us.
Why are we even
us,
here?
They say, hey, Chris's news.
Why are we even here, Eddie?
I don't know. Why don't we just make the whole show Chris's
news? Let's just turn our mics off and let Chris go.
Yeah, we'll be here, but the mics will just be off.
All right.
We'll just be here.
We're just going to watch you.
Moral support.
Right. I'll just go full crazy face like I did last week.
Oh, red
just,
face?
Yeah, just like what's his name?
The bad guy from Captain America, red face?
Yeah.
Red.
See, this is why I need you guys.
Is it red? Was it red face or red,
red skull?
Red skull.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what's happening in the world
it's
with
like
Chris's
his,
news.
You saw his skull, though. Why was he red skull? Let's think about this.
This just did.
His face was red. He had a face, though. I don't know.
Another unsolved mystery. Teen throws shoe at her dad over a missing phone charger.
Oh, throwing shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
see,
where Chris
perfect
got
segue.
It from.
No, Eddie said it. Oh, well.
That was
well,
a great segue.
Did it.
That's almost like we planned that joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
That was a joke?
That was almost professional, what we did there.
That was a joke?
Yeah. Everything we do here is
I don't
almost
think anybody was laughing.
This, yeah.
Who was laughing at that joke?
My yeah.
The EJC is like an episode of Frasier. You appreciate it intellectually.
You laugh on the inside.
Yeah. You go, yes.
And you also cry.
How droll.
Huh.
Laugh and cry. It's a mixed bag of emotions.
Anyway.
So this is in the news. A teenager threw a shoe, and that's in the news.
Well,
that's it?
It's not
a teenager
good
threw
news.
A shoe.
A 17-year-old Florida girl tossed a shoe at her father's head several times.
Oh, wow. Not just once.
The girl was mad at her parents because she couldn't find a phone charger.
Oh,
she
God. We've all been there.
The shoe and hit her father in the face and slapped him. Ooh. She also called her parents fuck buddies.
What?
The teen was arrested and charged with battery.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The parents called the cops on their daughter? Is that what that's saying?
Yeah, it sounds like she had it coming.
What was that phone call like?
Hello, 911. Yes, my daughter threw a shoe at me and called me and my husband fuck buddies. Come over here and arrest her, this little bitch.
Wow.
Like, really? Why is she calling your parents fuck buddies? They kind of are, though.
Why are they calling the cops? Be a parent.
Is that really an insult, though, to call two
what
married people?
What do you do
people?
When your teenage daughter is assaulting you?
Take her phone?
She has already resorted to, like, physical force.
I know what I would do in this instance.
What?
Duct tape.
Oh.
To the chair.
That sounds like you're going to go to prison.
Why?
I'm pretty sure that...
Yeah.
Can't be legal. I mean,
no.
I'm sure it is.
I'm not a lawyer anymore, but that doesn't sound.
You were a lawyer?
I was calling myself a lawyer. No, oh. I was calling myself a doctor. I can't keep track of all my fraudulent claims. It's all a big web of alternate facts.
Well, it's not fraudulent. Yeah, it's alternative facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This just in.
What else is in the news?
We're mad alt.
You could. You could. Oh man.
Protesters marched, chanted, and waved signs across the nation Sunday, demanding an end to President Trump's executive order that has barred citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. Trump signed the order late Friday and banned refugees from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. It includes a 90-day ban on travel to the United States by citizens of those seven countries, as well as a 120-day suspension of the U.S. refugee program. Thousands of people were drawn to rallies in Boston, Philadelphia, New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and other cities. Protesters began swarming major airports Saturday. Various lawsuits were also filed because of the action. Several federal judges have granted emergency stays, protecting people who have already arrived in the U.S. and those who are in transit with valid visas.
Why do you have to read it verbatim?
Homeland Security says the stays won't have much of an effect on how they carry out Trump's executive order.
Well, you can throw some personality in there. You don't have to just read it.
No, that he
this
says
is
the
my
news.
Chance to do a serious story. All right,
he says
I'm not just a guy who reads stories about teen brats and brats dolls and whatnot. All right,
I don't know. I feel
the
like
news
is real
supposed to be
things.
Opinion.
You need more gravitas.
News is supposed to be facts.
But I can just hear people tooting out. You gotta.
You're rushing me. I was so proud of how I read that one.
I mean, you read it great, but now you've mastered reading it. Why don't you put it in your own words?
You didn't think I had gravitas? I felt
put
like
it
I
in
had
your own
mad
words?
Gravitas.
Yeah.
I felt like
no.
Magneto.
Here's an example. I'll
you're telling
example.
Him to be like Trump.
No, where's the story?
Put the facts in your own.
No, I'm not saying to put the facts in your words.
No.
In your own
didn't
words.
Didn't you?
I'm just saying.
Just wing it. Don't read it. Just get the topic and wing it.
Yeah, be like protesters marched and yada, yada, yada. 90-day ban on travel to the United States. We don't need every detail. It's just too much.
It's like 20 seconds.
Yeah, but people have a short attention span.
There's an update to that, though. The acting attorney general has told not to prosecute.
Yeah, now they're saying this is unconstitutional.
Right, but she's saying
we'll
that
see you in court.
The acting attorney general saying... telling prosecutors not to prosecute.
Is that Loretta Lynch?
No. I forgot what her
There's
name is.
There's an interim.
Yeah, until...
Until confirmation.
Until what's his name? The racist and, guy.
And
can you be more specific?
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, what's his... Sessions. Until Sessions
oh my God.
Is confirmed.
I forgot he was going to be the... Oh, man.
And these countries are only loosely tied to terrorism compared to other countries in the Middle East.
Well, this
like
is the same list
Saudi
that
Saudi Arabia
Obama.
Is not on the ban list. However, more terrorists have come out of Saudi Arabia than any of these countries. Trump has business interests in Saudi Arabia.
Trump is acting on what Obama recommended as well.
Yeah, but it's a little weird
is
that,
it though?
That
Let's
Trump
look into
has
this
business.
A little bit.
I'm looking into it right now.
Are you?
I've looked into it.
All right. So
there's a map.
Why didn't Obama,
an infographic, and it shows where.
Why didn't Obama
I'm talking.
It? Don't you?
Can
you,
let, you
I
don't
was
let
trying
talk.
To talk. I was trying
talk.
To talk. And
go
you,
ahead.
Go for
you
it.
You speak.
See, okay. Let's not turn our rage on each other. Now is the time when we need to stand united.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your point, Jason?
I made it.
What the? Why are you still talking?
Because I was talking and you talked over me.
So you just keep talking over me?
That is the craziest.
Yeah.
Damn
you're
thing
gonna
I've
overtalk
ever heard.
Me. I'm gonna overtalk you. Eye for an eye.
And you had nothing to say.
I did have something to say and I said it.
You're what's wrong with America.
No, you are.
But then you kept saying it. I got what you said.
You're a walking contradiction.
Okay, what are you trying to say? What was your point?
Why didn't Obama want to ban
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. And United Arab Emirates and
I don't know. Do you guys hear sirens? I wonder if that's going over the air.
No, it's not.
It's
but
not?
Thank you for mentioning it, yes.
Yeah. I just didn't know if that was a sound effect.
Trump is just going off what Obama recommended. That's what I'm still telling you.
Okay, so what's your point? How do you know that Obama recommended this?
Because Congress also recommended it in his administration.
Well, it's just
he
a
gets
little,
morning little... updates from Breitbart News.
No, I don't. I'm not trying to defend. I'm playing devil's advocate.
You're reading fake news, aren't you?
I'm opening up the discussion. I'm not. It's fact.
You're watching a lot of CNN.
Look it up. It's fact. I'm just,
What kind of world do we live in where there isn't even facts anymore? God.
This is alternative facts.
You're not answering the question, though. Why are you dodging it?
What is it? What is your question?
You can't just say it's all. It's not fact when it is.
Okay, I will defend take your word for it, but I haven't looked it up myself.
All right, defend it then.
I'm saying that it's just a little fishy that Trump also has business interests in these areas where he is letting the ban not be in place.
I also find it fishy that Obama
didn't put
that on the list. That's
Obama
where I have a problem.
Has some business interests as well. Well, we know the Bushes do.
I don't know if Obama personally has business there, but
yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah, he has. He started several businesses in Saudi Arabia.
President Obama did?
Oh, not Obama. Trump.
I'm talking about Obama.
Oh. Well,
why wasn't Saudi Arabia off that list?
Now we sound like Fox News. We're just saying things. I don't know. Now I just realize how easy it is to be on Fox News. You just say a thing and be like, but I don't know.
I'm just posing questions.
I heard
from some people. The people are saying that Donald Trump is going to build an underground bunker. And it's going to house Muslims. And they're not going to be able to come out of there. I don't know. Just what I heard.
He's breeding a superhuman race of cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
It's just what we heard. Some people are saying.
Let's go back on topic here.
What's the topic?
Okay, the ban happened. It's based off... Trump is basing it on... Says it's off what Obama said or recommended, and also the Republican-controlled House during his administration. Why was Saudi Arabia left off then?
Okay, Chuck Todd, I can't answer that for you, okay?
Well, you know what? You're going to bring it up? You better bring some facts to back it up.
I just told you that my point is still valid because it's fishy that Trump has business
interests.
Yeah, but
I'm looking beneath the surface. I don't want the surface.
We just skim the surface here and we don't
try to
get...
That's the problem.
No.
That is the problem.
Getting beneath the surface is overrated.
No, it's not. It's the details that count.
Well, why don't we...
Are you going to look it up? Hit a break?
No, let's just get out of this topic. It's not
what
we're talking about.
No, it's very important.
I can hear people tuning out this entire show.
I hear people tuning in.
People who are done with Alex Jones are coming over here now.
Your outlook in life is the glass is half empty. Mine is half full.
Okay. What's your point?
What the hell does that have to do with the whole Obama train of thought?
Well, he says people are leaving because we're talking about this.
Mm.
And I'm saying people are tuning in because...
Well, if they're Muslims, they should stay because they probably can't get back in.
I'm trying to talk, like have a higher intellectual dialogue here and you're wanting to talk about poop.
You made your point.
Do you want to talk about poop right
you
now?
You made your point. I can't... You made your point. I made mine. There's nothing...
What was your point?
Going in circles.
Your point was lost.
My point was that Trump has business interests in Saudi Arabia.
Did you guys realize that you're having an argument about having an argument? You've gone meta with this argument. You're just having an argument about what the argument was about. God almighty.
I don't think I argue that.
I don't know.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think we're arguing about the argument, Chris. I really don't.
Meet the Press would be so much more entertaining if it were like this.
Did you guys watch Meet the Press yesterday?
Oh, no.
No.
Why don't we play a prank phone call? Get out of this politics a little bit.
Oh, come on.
Just a little bit.
Wait, get out of it. This is major.
What do you want to say? What else?
What do you mean, what else? I can't.
What do you mean, what are you? I asked.
I'm done with you
right now.
I'm done with you. I need a 5-minute break from Eddie.
Okay, here's a prank call. And here's our 5-minute break from me. Chris, last week on the show, had a couple of fun news statements, and in this soundboard call, clips of Chris on the show, he's calling a pizza shop.
Hello? Sorry. What's the code? What would you like to make today, sir? Sorry about all that.
Pizza snobs get on my nerves. Like, it's bread, tomato sauce, and cheese. Just fucking eat it.
So you just want cheese pizza?
Yeah, sorry.
You want a large or thin crust or original crust?
But that's the catch, though.
Sir?
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Whatever. That's an interesting question.
I mean, I could do a $5 fave.
Yeah.
Is that what you like?
I don't actually, I've never cleaned one of the cars, so I don't like know, like if I picked up a bottle of cleaner at work, I wouldn't know if it was like for the glass or the dash?
Are we talking about cars or pizza?
What if it flips on you and then you just get a panic attack?
I don't think we have anything that's going to give you a panic attack.
Really, the question is, why isn't it acceptable?
I have no idea.
Can't assume something is immoral until you prove it's moral.
Well, that's all personal. That's, you know.
It's just a dick! It's just a pussy! Who gives a fuck? The children are gonna do it! You're doing it! He's doing it! We're all doing it! Just catch it in a napkin! Because who gives a shit? They're gonna do it too! They've already been doing it! They've been masturbating since the womb! A woman was arrested for kidnapping a door-to-door salesperson in Oklahoma.
Well, I don't know.
Pizza place, that's what... I have a crazy rant about public masturbation. You're like, I don't know. Pizza place, I guess, whatever. Who cares? Just gonna play the clip again.
I tried calling a lot of sex shops. Oddly enough, they hung up immediately.
Yeah.
I thought they would have been more understanding and wanted to have that conversation with you, but now the pizza lady was more willing to have that conversation than the sex shop.
I do appreciate she was willing to engage philosophically for a second.
She was.
Yeah.
She thought you may have some interesting points.
Yeah.
Maybe learning something from you.
Yeah. My rant sounded so just... It wasn't even... I don't buy that rant. You know?
You didn't like the rant?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, last week, like, I was in it. I was ranting. It was real. But, like, hearing it, I'm like, meh.
Really?
You call that a rant?
I don't know.
You liked it? Was it good?
Yeah, you want to hear it on its own?
I don't know. Should we?
I can play. Well, it's not that long.
All right, sure.
The rant itself. And here it is. Maybe I don't have it ready. Okay, well, here it is, actually. Give me just a second. It takes a minute to make things happen on the show. Here we go. Here's part of it.
Can't assume something is immoral until you prove it's moral.
Yeah, you started with that. You went into this.
Really, the question is, why isn't it acceptable?
Yeah, and then I think you went here.
It's just a dick! It's just a pussy! Who gives a fuck? The children are gonna do it! You're doing it! He's doing it! We're all doing it! Just catch it in a napkin! Because who gives a shit? They're gonna do it too! They've already been doing it! They've been masturbating since the womb!
They've been masturbating since the womb.
That's a fact.
Really? You masturbate in the womb?
Well, you, like, engage in genital, like, manipulation.
What kind of porn are you watching?
It's
ultrasound?
Weird.
Follow Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Twitter at EJC Show.
And there it is, that bumper music again that I cannot get rid of. It just shows up. It's a zombie. I don't know what the hell's going on with it. Oh, yeah, the bumper music, in case you don't know, is I'm throwing around some lingo here, but that's the music that we have when we come out of, when we start to talk. It's called a bumper. Get it? Let's get Samantha Scarlett on the line.
Please.
Ma'am, my mouth is on fire.
Why?
Dragon breath.
Bye.
Stop breathing into the mic.
He's had a flaming hot Cheeto.
I'm eating Lauren's triple X.
Samantha.
Hot.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm stressed out.
I understand that you are buying a car. That's what I...
Yeah, So I spent the afternoon like buying a car. I actually like... Well, my dad's buying it for me for my birthday, and I like...
Spoiled!
We signed off on the car, and you put the money down, like the money that you need to, like, you know, because I'm releasing it, that you put down to, like, just, like, walk out the door with it, and we were going to pick it up tomorrow. And then they call back, and they're like, oh, no, you actually, we need more, like, so I'm just, like, really annoyed. I'm probably going to have to get a different car, which is okay, but I'm just, like,
I'll never understand why you would buy or own a car if you lived in Manhattan.
That just seems
I
so
inconvenient. She lives in New Jersey. I'm like 20 minutes outside the city. Oh,
I thought you were a dead center. Okay.
No.
We have plants.
I used to live in the city.
We have sources all over the all over the place, and they report things back to us. I understand you're trying to buy a Porsche.
Yeah.
We have a guy at the dealership.
Porsche make and black on black.
Did you try using our promo code?
The Adobe Radio promo code.
No, it's EJC. We have an EJC promo code with Porsche.
Yeah, because everybody on this show, Eddie, Jason, Chris, and myself, we all have. That promo code, though, that was for the Porsche 911, or actually it was for the Spyder.
It's Porsche, it's not Porsche. If you're going to own one, say it
it's
right.
Porsche.
Jason's technically correct, but he also sounds like a douche.
Your promo code is for the Spyder. It's for the $1.6 million car.
Are you trying to get the Porsche Macan?
Porsche.
Yeah,
Porsche Macan. Get it right, people.
I wanted a little SUV, and it was going to be black on black. It was very goth, and it had a heated steering wheel. Like, the steering wheel felt like I was at the spa.
Well, let's talk about your guest, because we're running out of time here.
Does your dad want to get us a car, too?
Oh, yeah. By the way, your dad's welcome to buy us.
He'll buy us all.
I'd settle for a Pinto. So anything.
You're bringing on Johnny Hauser. Moped. And I guess he's like, he studies a whole bunch of stuff, but we're going to talk about the Villisca murders. He's a tour
Villisca
guide.
The Villisca axe murders of 1912.
And this
lives in the house next to the axe murders.
Oh, okay. And this
Did
is
he
very,
move there?
This
Sounds
is,
charming.
For those who don't know, this is a very gruesome case. I guess 6 people were killed, including children. Actually, 8 victims,
mostly
right?
Children.
There were 8 people who were killed and 6 children. Yes. It's just a very gruesome case. We're going to get into it. It's a little bit of crime mystery that's about to happen. If you like the podcast Serial, you're going to hate this. Because of our journalistic integrity.
By the way, if I talk over anybody, it's like for some reason tonight, the sound is going in and out. So I'm like, I'm having trouble hearing you guys. I just want to give everybody a heads up. I'm not being like a pain.
I'll work on that on this end. I'll recalibrate the satellites.
Yes.
We're having trouble.
The Skype satellites.
It's Trump.
We're having trouble finding anything meaningful to say. So Trump. We're not worried about it.
We'll get Johnny on the line.
Trump's
here.
Affecting our signal right now.
Because we're not InfoWars.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
How's it going? Johnny, speak to us. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the air. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here on AW Radio. Samantha Scarlett is here as well. Oh, no.
He can't hear us.
Hello?
It's cutting out quite a bit.
Oh, it is. We must have a poor connection. We'll call you right back. Maybe,
sons
of
bitches.
Yeah. It's one
Do
of
you guys
those.
Want to call me back, too? Because I'm at my connection's like...
Really? We can hear everybody perfectly.
Okay.
Nobody
okay,
can hear
good.
Us.
Okay.
We can...
Did Trump
and
net
here?
Neutrality?
What is happening here?
Did we forget to pay our graft to him?
He's about to do that, though, for real.
Yeah.
Which is frightening. That's a show in itself. We could do a whole show on that. How come when we call out, nobody can hear us this week? This is odd. Hello. Hello, Johnny. Can you hear us now? Is this better?
Oh, yeah. That's much better.
Ah, yeah. We just had to recalibrate the satellites there, and I think we're on it now. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air. Samantha Scarlett is here as well.
Hey.
How's it going, Samantha?
Good. So I'm happy to have you back because this is one of my favorite shows I did on my old show, I Want to Believe, was when we talked about the Villisca axe murders and haunting. We don't have as much time today. We have about 20 minutes to do this. So, why don't you get right into it and tell everybody, the basics of the case that's not familiar with it, because it's super interesting. It's a great murder.
Yeah, please do that. Get into the basics of the case. But real quick, I just wanted to let the listeners know that Johnny's studied mysteries, monsters, ghosts, UFOs, and legends. And after 10 years on the road as a touring professional musician, he decided to search for answers in the paranormal field, which landed him on various TV appearances. He's been on a lot of TV shows like Ghost Adventures, Ghost Lab, Ghost Stalkers, Dead Files, Mysteries, and Monsters in America, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And you're also a tour guide at the home where the Villisca axe murders went down, and you actually are a neighbor of the residence as well. But go ahead. Yeah, tell us about what... the background behind the whole murders.
Basically, you know, in 1912, it's June, the town of Jalisco, which is a small town, had a church service. This got over about 10 p.m., and the Moores, which were a family of six, come home with two little girls named Ina and Lena Stillinger, who just happened to sleep over that night. Next day, the neighbor found them. All had been hit several times with the axe. The mirrors were covered, raw bacon on the floor, food at the table. I mean,
raw bacon.
Bizarre scene.
So there's raw bacon on the floor. Let's kind of go through this a little slowly. I mean, tell us, keep going on this background, and maybe we can interject with some questions. So there's a very gruesome scene. An axe is used, and the raw bacon is kind of odd. I think Samantha pointed this out in her notes here. What's the significance of the raw bacon?
You know, no one really knows. In the old newspapers, I mean, the guy who wrote for the newspaper was also an opium addict, so you can kind of half take what he writes. But going through the old detective notes, one said it was ham, one said it was bacon, one said it was bacon wrapped up. Well, they first said that he used the bacon to rub on his heels to deter the bloodhounds, which my dogs love bacon, so I don't get how that would work whatsoever. And then the guy that wrote for the newspaper tried to put a sexual spin on the bacon, like he used it to masturbate, which is just really odd.
Who doesn't? I mean, bacon is the best thing in the world. You can eat it. You can masturbate with it. It's like the best food in the world.
Uncooked bacon.
It's the other way at meat.
Yeah. I mean, but like, if you are a murderer and you are like a crazy dude like this guy clearly is, whoever did this, I mean, you have the best pleasures in the world right in front of you. You're eating bacon and killing people with an axe at the same time. Can you imagine having a piece of bacon in your mouth while you're putting that axe down on the children's skulls?
You sound crazy. Yeah.
You know, we'll never know truly what bacon for. What was going on in this guy's head? You know,
sounds like Eddie knows.
Now, all the doors were locked from the inside, correct?
Well, kind of. When they found it the next morning, the doors were locked, but it was just a generic skeleton key that could be used from the inside or out. A very easy lock of the time. So yeah. Nobody, you know, would have locked their doors in Villisca, Iowa in the 1900s. I mean, hardly anyone does now, so the guy probably went in, did it, and took their skeleton key and locked it on his way out. And in fact, Ross Moore, the brother, had a roll of skeleton keys, and he found one that fit in the hole, and he was able to jimmy the lock open with just any key. So part truth in that, but, you know, it was a much simpler lock that anybody could have used any key for.
Now, all the victims were covered with bedcloths, correct?
Yep, bedcloths. The front two doors had one of Sarah Moore's nightgowns ripped in half, sheets covering mirrors. So he did a lot of ritualistic things throughout the house.
Now, in addition to the bacon, were there ham and eggs or like any other breakfast foods? Or was it just...
There was food left on the table there where was. He ate okay. afterwards. It didn't quite say what food was.
Yeah, we don't know what he ate, though, right? Nobody knows. Was he eating these? I mean, is there any evidence of cannibalism here, or is it just bacon?
No, he just he went in to kill, and he killed them all in bed. And then he, afterwards, of course, we suspect, we don't know. That's probably when he ate, of course, and when he covered the mirrors and did all this other stuff.
Murdering is exhausting, and it makes you have an appetite.
Can you imagine? You break into somebody's house, you cook dinner, or you murder like eight people, then you cook dinner, you eat it, and then you like leisurely just like stroll out of there. That's like so crazy to me.
That food will spoil otherwise.
He's a cool customer.
So the next day, the people notice that the family's not up. They go and they check. The doors are locked. They break in. They find the two friends, the two little girls that were the friends, murdered in the downstairs bedroom. Upstairs, they find the whole Stillinger family. The Stillinger were the friends. They find the whole Moore family also murdered upstairs. Nobody that's a suspect in sight. So then they call in the National Guard and the people to do like the investigation, and there's over 100 people traipsed through this crime scene, correct?
Exactly, yeah. They spent half the day, townsfolk, just checking out what happened.
Now, are you just, would you consider your interest in this purely historical, or are you an amateur investigator? Do you have a theory about you know, to solve the whodunit here.
Because it is unsolved. I don't think we said that yet. There's nobody, we don't know who did this. It's an unsolved mystery.
And the investigation was completely botched.
Yeah, when you have a bunch of people walking through a crime scene.
And there's no photos.
The minister, Robert Kelly, confessed that he was schizophrenic, talking about a shadow figure telling him to kill. And, you know, back then they thought this guy's just nuts. He was acquitted of all charges. When I came to the house, you know, I've always been into weird things my entire life. And I've also been a history lover. So it's a combination of true crime, history, and the paranormal that really kind of got me involved. And the longer I stayed at the house, the more I felt like that family was my family in a way. And it kind of ticked me off. It's like, I got to figure out in my head who did this. And yeah, I'm still figuring out.
You're a ghost hunter too. Is there any evidence of hauntings associated with this murder?
Yeah. You know, there's been quite a few of the TV shows, quite a few groups from around the country, skeptics. We do overnights almost every night of the week. And, you know, we've had Catholic priests to professors to even doctors all talking about stuff that they've experienced, from doors open, closing, footsteps, slams. I mean, poltergeist activity, residual activity, intelligent. It's definitely the real deal, for sure. I've done well over 300 nights alone in the house. And
so this house, after the murders, did anybody else live in this house, or was it just closed off?
Yeah, it went through quite a few owners. And kind of backing up just a little bit, then Sac and Fox Native Americans founded Villisca. There's only one Villisca in the world, and that's this one. And it's because it's not Villisca, it's supposed to be Walliska, which in the Sac language means evil spirit. Oh. This whole town was like burying ground. So it sounds like something out of a movie, but it's true. And after the Moors, a family moved in. They left after two nights, claiming to hear footsteps. And the wife said she saw a silhouette holding an axe. And that turned into seances in the house. Psychics came down. Family lived there for about a year. They were chased out. And the longest was a family that lived there 18 years and said nothing at all happened.
You're a tour guide of this residence. Have you experienced anything?
No, absolutely. Just all kinds, you know, from happy things to, you know, playful stuff to, like, just straight up nasty, scary.
Give us an example. What does a playful ghost do? It's like that scene from Ghostbusters with Dan Aykroyd?
Like rearranging, you know, tugs on the pants, stuff like that, but the place is like, if you go in stirring the hornet's nest, you're going to get stung. If you go in looking to communicate with the kids, you're going to get that. You know, it's strange. Every night I've stayed, it's almost a different experience.
Now, backing up, there's at least, I have on my notes, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seriously credible potential murderers that have been linked to this case. Like, out of all of them, can you give us some of the other highlights of who some of the more interesting suspects are and who you personally think did it?
Okay. You got Henry Lee Moore, who was killed a bunch of people, killed his wife and kids with an axe. And back then, he was wanting to leave his family, and that was a federal offense back in the day, so he just killed them to get away with it. And he got caught 2 months after this murder in Missouri, killed his wife and or his mom and grandma to get their inheritance. A lot of websites just blatantly say he did it, which isn't the case. He was never convicted of it. You have different drifters. Reverend Kelly is the one I keep going back to, the minister that confessed to the whole thing. Deep in my mind, I really think Reverend Kelly did it. I mean, if you're wanting a family dead or somebody dead, have fun trying to find any criminal that's going to hurt a little kid. Like, little kids are just off limits, you know? You're not going to hire some transient to kill kids.
But you think that even priests will abuse kids?
Yeah. You know, to me, it's just like, Kelly, like, this whole crime is just something that somebody did that's completely psychotic and out of their mind. You know, enough to kill 8 people and then eat. Like, that makes no difference to them.
It's almost like maybe this person was on drugs, or, you know, maybe they're just deranged, or
Yeah, I mean, he thought he was hearing voices, and the voices were telling him to kill, and he said he followed a shadow, and the shadow said, "I am the door," and handed him an axe.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Clearly. Very, some more than most.
Very, Ronald DeFeo, Amityville type stuff.
So back to, I guess, let's take it to present day a little bit. So now you're a tour guide, and you bring people through the home. You said that you've had a few experiences. I guess also at one point you say that some spirits may, or some sort of an essence or whatever it is, may have followed you home to your own residence.
Oh, yeah.
Where you live?
It all started with my daughter. You know, and this is when I was investigating the house constantly, and I'm over there all the time. Well, pretty soon my daughter starts talking about Hattie, and I thought imaginary friend. Well, it gets to where she won't go in the house, and she's like, "Hattie's mean to me." And finally I'm fed up, like, "Who is Hattie?" She goes, "That's the girl upstairs." Total horror movie moment. But I'm like, Hattie's an old-fashioned name for a little kid. Call up everyone I know. Nobody knows Hattie. I'm hoping to hear, "Oh, great-great-grandmother Hattie's watching over from heaven." No, heard none of that. When Darwin, the guy I worked for who bought the house, passed away, I was going over the deeds, and the house, after Mary Peckham, the neighbor that found him, died 6 months later from a nervous breakdown, the house went to her adult daughter, Hattie Peckham. But, you know, there's just no way that I didn't even know this, let alone my daughter, to come up with it. And it just kind of started a whole roller coaster of things happening.
Now, did the woman commit suicide in your house, or did she just, when you say she died of a nervous breakdown, like?
Well, 3 days after the murder, and this is where it gets fishy, 3 days after the murders, her family dropped her off in Montana, away from everyone. That's like halfway across the country. And she died out there alone 6 months later, and the cause of death said nervous breakdown. So I imagine she was in a
hospital.
That's
bizarre.
Which tells me she knew more than what she knew.
I'd say she saw who did the murder.
Yeah, I mean, her bedroom is my bedroom. And I can tell you, I can hear her overnight singing on the piano and talking. Like the acoustics between the house, I can hear everything. Let alone 100 years ago, no cars and no electricity. You know, the windows would have been open.
No, so if that's the case, doesn't that lead you to think that maybe it was someone other than Reverend George Jacqueline Kelly? Because, like, why would her family be protecting Reverend Kelly?
Yeah, well, sadly, you got to put yourself in the time in small town Iowa. There was another girl that went to testify of what she knew, and they wouldn't listen to her because she was female, which is stupid and horrible. But that time period, and I think Mary Peckham would have known, being an older woman, that, you know, it's not my place to say anything, which is dumb, but how it was back then.
What does your attraction to this case in particular, as opposed to any of the countless other unsolved murders that have happened in this country or around the world, what attracted you to this notorious crime?
You know, it's very odd that I end up in Villisca, Iowa. I end up befriending a 70-some-year-old guy who owns the house. I end up working. The house next door comes open. I end up moving in. And there's one day I was up at the museum when Darwin had it, and I opened a desk drawer, and this book opens. Like, part of it caught the top of the drawer, and I see these names, and I'm like, yeah, that's my uncle. Okay, that's my best friend since I've been a little kid. And I turned to the front of the thing, and it said, "Descendants of the Moore family." So roughly through my uncle and my best friend since fifth grade is a direct descendant of the Moores. You know, it's kind of, it's almost like I was drawn to the place. For what reason, I have no idea, but I don't know. I mean, if you would have told me, I would have been in Villisca, Iowa. Like, what? Why? You know?
Well, fascinating stuff. Do you have any proof or evidence of any of this stuff? Do you have photographs, video?
You know, I used to keep my stuff just for my, I wasn't out to prove it to anyone but me, you know. But if you get on YouTube, type in Villisca Axe Murder House, I mean, there's like 500 plus pages of video and, you know, audio, and all from credible teams.
But what the ones that you took personally, you don't share?
I, you know, I, I didn't when I was just started doing this. This was 10 years plus ago. It was just for me. You know, I was out.
Well, wouldn't you want the world to know that it's true, though? Like, why would you keep that to yourself? I mean, if I were in a haunted house and I saw something weird happen and I got a video, I'd want to share it with the world personally.
Well, I had this flashlight that I posted on YouTube, and it's still up there. And, you know, it's not like people do where they loosen the back of the flashlight. I had it sitting there. I was actually painting in the house, and the flashlight turned on.
When I look it up, I'm going to look this up right now.
And I'm like, can you shut it off? Can you turn it? And for like 2 minutes, it's shutting off and turning on command. At the end, I slammed the flashlight 3 times hard on the ground to show no loose connections. And I posted that on YouTube, and somebody said, oh, that's fishing line. Like,
oh, yeah. Well,
line glows like
here, I'm looking up this video right now.
You know, I think there's always going to be naysayers. People say a lot of terrible things about this show, so it's fine.
Is this the one that's in, is this the one that's in, like, a black light? The video?
It's very poor video from probably about 8 years ago.
Yeah, it says 2010. I'm just seeing this right now.
Well, I encourage you, Johnny, to upload more of this stuff and yeah, share it with world. And even if you don't want to share it with the world, maybe share it with us and Samantha. And
Yeah,
I should. It's kind of like you would have, there's so many naysayers, like you'd have to have Abe Lincoln's ghost in a Harvard lab answering questions. And still somebody would be like, you know, and for me, I was not the person. I'm like, I'll tell you my experiences, yeah, whatever. But, you know, I should put some of this stuff up. I really should.
Yeah, why not? Screw the people you out should. There who don't believe you.
Oh, wait, I just want to also chime in before we, like, end this. One of the other really strange things about this case is that 3 different people have confessed to it, but none of them were found guilty.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I guess maybe that leads back to the fact that the crime scene was so disrupted. I mean, you can't, when you have 100 people walking through a crime scene, that's just like the perfect murder. If I kill somebody, I'm going to have 100 people walk through there.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to do it before a flash mob happens.
Yeah. And then there's no photos of it. That's what also gets me. There's no pictures of the crime scene.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No crime scene photos.
Were crime scene photos prevalent in 1912? Did they do a lot of that?
Yeah, because okay. Jack the Ripper, we should do a show on Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper was in the 1880s, and there's plenty of grisly photos of that. I mean, then the Civil War, that's the 1860s. 1912, that's like the Titanic. That's like modern times. They had movies in 1912.
Yeah, but was it like standard police procedure to photograph?
Especially for something grisly like that, yeah. I mean, Lizzie Borden, there's the photos of that, and that was the 1800s.
That's all.
And actually, Lizzie Borden's uncle lived 20 minutes from here, which is kind of odd.
Maybe it was one of those things where it was like not standard protocol, but if they have a photographer ready to go in the area.
It might be, too, because it was the Midwest. If it happened in New York or Boston or Los Angeles, somewhere major, they would have had photos. But I think it's also because it was the Midwest, so everything was kind of a hack job out there.
Yeah, people in the Midwest don't know what the fuck they're doing, right?
Not in 1912.
Modern forensics. Starting in London and Paris, but that's a long way from Villisca, Iowa.
Johnny, thanks for coming on the show. This has been fascinating. Johnny Hauser, you can follow him on Twitter. It's at Johnny Hauser. Anything you want to plug while you're with us?
Yes, February 10th on TLC, Paranormal Lockdown, with my friends Nick Groff and Katrina Weidman. I'll be on the Malvern Manor episode that night, so check it out.
What's it like to be on TV when you see yourself? Do you get intimidated by seeing yourself, or do you watch it, or do you not watch it?
I watch it, but then it's like hearing your own voice. I'm like, man, I'm a fat, stupid idiot. You know? Like,
can you hook me up? I want to go on Paranormal Lockdown. I would love to be locked in overnight in a haunted place for a TV show, and then I can report about it here on EJC. That'd be so much fun.
Well, you should lock all 4 of us in. That'd be great.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my God. We need to get, like, Paranormal Lockdown to let the EJC show do a thing at the Stanley Hotel, you know, or The Shining. Like, that would be freaking awesome. Except they're not allowing, I don't think, ghost investigators anymore, because I tried to get them on the show, and they were like, we're not pandering to, like, the ghost crowd anymore, which sucks.
Well, Del
Coronado in San Diego, that would be better, in the Kate Morgan room. That place is really haunted because I experienced stuff there.
Well, Johnny, pass our names along.
Yes.
Yeah, and check out nickgrofftour.com. I mean, he's always doing events at different places, for sure. Check it out.
Well, thanks again, man. Good to have you on. We're looking forward to you on TLC, and best of luck out there. Try not to be murdered with an axe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay away from shadows.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye. There he is. Nice guy. That was interesting. Yep. Thanks, Samantha. Good guest.
Good. Next week, we have on the anti-Scientology people, so this should be fun. I want to learn all about Xenu.
Ooh. So now the guy that you have next week, Tony Ortega, I've heard of this name before. Is he like a guy that used to be in
Scientology? He's one of the main outspoken people against Scientology. He was referred to me by the person that runs Xenu.net, which Xenu.net is like the number one like anti-Scientology like organization type thing. So, because I figured somebody that's pro-Scientology, they're not coming on our show. And let's be honest, we're definitely not into that. So we're not going to be like, oh yes, Xenu is real. So we better go for the anti-Scientology. So it should be interesting because all those cult religions, they just they fascinate me. So this is gonna be fun.
I think he's a journalist, but did he also have like some connection with Scientology? I don't have my notes in front of me right now,
so I don't want to speak on anything that I can't tell 100% right now because without pulling it up. But it should be interesting. I mean, the whole Scientology thing. It's just even like just like the basis of the religion before you get into like the crazy like stuff they actually do to the people that are in the religion, just their theology is just insane. That a space alien came from outer space in a spaceship that looked like a 747 and crashed into a volcano, and then we're all the spirits of the evil aliens or something.
The weirdest belief is that L. Ron Hubbard is a good writer, which I just there's nothing to support that at all.
It's like almost as crazy as this guy was put on a cross, killed, and came back to life after 3 days.
Oh, hot. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all
you mean the savior
crazy
of our immortal souls, Jesus Christ, Lord in heaven.
Yeah. All of it's crazy to me. But I mean, the thing where I get people that fall, because I mean, I'm an atheist, but I get people that believe in ancient religions like Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, etc., because those have been around for thousands of years. But with these modern religions like Mormonism, and then more so with the Scientology, I mean, the guy was a science fiction writer. That's like if George Lucas suddenly tomorrow was like, oh, the force is real, let everybody, you need to pray to Luke Skywalker.
There's already
and then they
a
suddenly
force
were
religion.
Believing George Lucas had some religious insight.
There's already a forced religion. There's people who more or less jokingly, I think mostly jokingly, some I think more serious than others, but who like follow the force as like a religious
doctrine. But the thing is, I don't think anybody's giving like a large percentage of their income to the force.
Oh, I give a large percentage of my income to Star Wars. I have to see one of those movies
every
year.
Oh yeah, but you're getting like merchandise. You're spending a large percent of your income on like Darth Vader figurines, not just like here's $100,000. Give me a higher level of Thetans or whatever the Scientology people believe.
And my Yoda socks are pretty expensive.
Yeah. And he has a life.
But you're not like giving them like $100,000 to get like a blessing from Princess Leia from beyond the grave or something.
Eddie has a life-size anatomically correct Darth Vader plushie, which he's never explained or justified to Jason and I.
I never asked.
You know what it's for.
Eddie and my dogs look like Chewbacca.
Yes, exactly. That we do.
We have many Chewies in our houses.
That is very true. That's
very,
very
kind of you trying to equivalent that to Eddie's disgusting, disgusting secret.
Spit it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Darth, Eddie. Well, hello, it's Darth Vader. I can't do Darth.
Oh wait, we can. Hang on. We'll try again.
You have the Darth Vader voice?
Go ahead.
Hello, Eddie. It's Darth Vader. I'm calling you from the Force. You need to leave the Force. You need to leave the Jedi and come to the dark side.
Very scary. Well, we'll leave you with that. Samantha Scarlett, follow her on Twitter, and thanks. It's always fun. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Hopefully, I'll have a car by then.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
Bye.
Promo code EJC.
Yes, if anybody's buying a Porsche, promo code EJC. Just say that to your guy, and he'll help you out. We'll be back with more.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com. This is Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
It's Eddie Jason and Chris Show. Follow us on Twitter, EJC Show, and say hello to us. Tweet us if you want to do that. Why wouldn't you? We're pleasant people, right?
Well, 2/3 of us are.
Yeah. You figure out which one.
Yeah. It's a riddle.
I think we take turns. Because who's pleasant all the time? Phonies.
I am.
Mm.
Are you calling me phony?
Yeah, I'm calling you a phony.
You know, well, we get a lot of...
Well, sir.
You're phony baloney, mister.
We get a lot of submissions sent to the show. Do you guys want to go through a couple of these and we can kind of give them a live on-air yay or nay?
It sounds like I have to do minimal work, so yeah.
Why submissions not? Of what, music?
Music. Music submissions. Yes, yes. Music submissions. People will send us their songs and they'll say... this happens a lot, like every week. We get a ton of submissions. People say... Oh, love the show. Can you play this song? I'm in a band, and I'd love to get the exposure. You know, here's this guy right here. His name is Lucas Woodland. Let's check out this guy. This is a submission. I mean, we can give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down here. What do you think so far?
I like it, actually, quite a bit so far. See where it goes from here, but I like it.
Yeah, I think the vocals could make or break this song at this point.
It could be post-straw.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I'm still with it. Still with it. Jason?
Thumbs down.
You damn contrarian. Oh, that's it? We give one thumbs down, it's out?
Well, you know, I don't know. I thought it was all right. What did you guys think?
I said thumbs down.
I liked it so far. I mean, I thought it's still... it was still developing. We didn't even make it to the chorus.
All right. Kind of digging on me now. I like it. Actually, I kind of like that one. That was good.
It doesn't sound unique to me.
How about this? Let's now.
I really dug the intro.
Sounds too familiar.
I really liked the intro.
But now you're saying thumbs down too.
I'm lukewarm. Overall, I'll give it a thumbs up.
By the way, this is part of our partnership with Reverb Nation. They are getting all these people to submit and be part of the show. This one's called The States from Okaluk, Florida. Let's check out these guys. Name of the band is The States. Name of this track is As Cruel as Youth.
I like it.
You like it so far? Jason, what are you thinking so far?
I want to hear more.
I called you in the morning. I called you begging for my life.
I like the vocals.
I don't like the echo part, though.
Because you left me without warning. You left and said that I would be alright.
I think this has potential.
But I know that's a lie.
Needs a good hook, though.
You think? I think it's got a good hook.
You do?
Yeah, I like that guitar line.
Wild with abandon like a child.
I don't know. What's that one? A yay or a nay? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'll thumbs up it.
Thumbs up.
Okay, we'll put that one in the... oops. I pressed the wrong button.
Oh,
you
no.
Bastard.
Sorry, guys. I fixed
it. It's probably the best one we're going to hear, I think.
Let's do one more. Why not? This one's called All the Rage. Name of the band. They're an alternative band from Las Vegas, Nevada, submitting their music to the show.
You don't have to keep me in the dark when you're wrong. Just
stay with me and take my hand.
I like that riff.
Yeah, me too. I had the opposite situation with this song where I was not into it coming in, but I like it now, yeah.
We don't have time. We'll just give it a thumbs up. How about that?
Yeah, you guys
like
it.
We haven't heard anything horrible, though, like really bad.
Yeah, that's true. You got to find one that has like five people following them.
Yeah, I can... How do I do that?
There has to be someone on there that's... We get tweets from them all the time.
Okay, I'll just go to the end of the page here. How about this one? Chuck Fletcher from Chicago. This song has no point.
I'm digging it.
You are?
Yeah.
This is a hard one for me because it's not my taste, but I don't think it's bad objectively.
I don't think
I don't like it personally, but I don't think it's a bad song, so I'm not quite sure.
I'll give it a thumbs up for now. 80s
rock,
man.
80s rock.
I'm going to go to the very end of the pile, though, because we have the sorted by like...
That was total 80s.
A rating system.
Totally, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's get a really bad one. Here's Life After This from Cincinnati,
Poor
Ohio.
People.
It's kind of like
they're putting their heart
into
soul.
It. Yeah, a little rough.
Well, you guys tell us if this is rough or not. I mean, they have a 1-star rating.
I mean, I like it so far. You know what? I like it.
Putting me to sleep.
I just took a shit tonight.
No, wait, that wasn't them.
Took a shit.
Now it's getting hard.
You know what? I like it. I like this.
I think it's just instrumental. That's why people don't like it. We can make up our own lyrics.
Jason doesn't like when I use the echo. He gets really annoyed, so I do it more.
You know what? I really like this, actually.
I like it, too.
This isn't bad.
It's actually one of my favorites that we've heard.
Let's do a thumbs
up
on
man.
That one.
They earned it.
Wow,
I like it.
Good for us to go in the bottom of the barrel. We found something good.
What? I like how you, like... You're just... you talk... People are putting like their heart and soul into this work.
You're disrespecting.
Disrespecting.
Like Jurassic Andy. Here he is.
I like the name.
From Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Under away, my dear old friends. We are certain we're gonna meet again.
You know, it's not terrible, but I think I'm going to give my first thumbs down for the night.
Yeah, I don't.
I think they need to have better recording.
I think that's live. Hurting them. That's hurting them. Yeah,
that was live. Like if it was actually mastered.
Yeah,
David in Australia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Is my connection okay?
Yeah,
once in your life.
Are you calling in to say that you're canceling your trip to the United States?
No.
What if Australians are banned?
Yeah, I was going to say, cheering that we didn't get banned, so, and I don't have any religious ties or anything like that, so I'm A-okay.
You want to help us rate one more band here, David? We'll count.
All right, let's do it. Oh, so far, I'll do a thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs down, which the fourth one sounded like an 80s retro
Power Rangers
theme, and the last one was all right.
Well, let's play this from Kristen Rose Kelly from Chicago. Here we go.
I think she's really talented.
I like it. Thumbs it up. But I say thumbs up.
I thumbs up for me. Big thumbs up.
Jason, what do you think?
Thumbs down for me.
Oh, that's
David,
too bad.
What do you think?
Thumbs down. Sorry.
Thank God David's vote is non-binding because we're going to thumbs up that.
I feel like we need to cater to our fans, though.
Well, here comes the hook. Should we let the hook kick in first?
Yeah.
Let's give the
I think
hook
she's trying too much.
Do it.
No way. I think she's just crazy talented, and she's just letting it...
Here comes the hook.
I feel like she's letting it all hang out. I feel like you just have a problem with the vocals.
Eddie's saying thumbs down now, too.
No, he just gave it the thumbs up.
Oh, look at his face. He's disgusted.
He did it.
I'm not disgusted by
it. He already did it.
He's disgusted.
No, give it a thumbs up, but it's not the best. Not the best.
Ugh.
No way. No, I really liked that.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying this.
You only liked it because she's female.
That is so sexist of me.
Yeah, it was.
David in Australia, how are you?
Let's do one more. I actually like this.
You do one more?
Yeah, this is good.
This is
good.
A fun game.
Yeah, we should make this a recurring segment.
Yeah, we should do this.
Well, we have a lot of submissions to get through, so yes, that'll help me out. Let's do it. This is Stolen Souls from San Antonio, Texas. Check out these guys real quick. Here we go. And the name of the song is Down Spiral. Ooh.
They know what kind of show they're submitting to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We only get rock bands. We only get alternative bands and indie bands.
Yeah, but do we play rock on our show?
Yeah, of course.
Like who?
Led Zeppelin.
Thumbs down.
So far, it's a thumbs down for me, but I want to hear. I want to get to the chorus, get to the riff.
You gotta get the first 30 seconds, otherwise, I'm out.
We're 38 in.
Exactly.
It doesn't have you by now. It's a loser.
But I'm curious. I'm not.
You're curious?
Yeah.
Huh. Finally.
You know, it kind of got me a little bit.
Double thumbs. Yeah. That's four.
I wish I were Alice in Chains.
You know, they got me a little bit now. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just flipped. I like it. No, wait.
What do you think?
Ah, it's a tough one, but I'm going to lean thumbs down.
Next.
Again? Another one?
Yeah, why not?
David in Australia, do you have anything to get to here? Or what do you think?
Should we do another one, David?
Do another one.
Yeah, see?
What do you think of that last one, though?
What was he said vote? Double thumbs down.
Oh, that was double down. That was the lyrically shit, everything.
This one is called Vanilla Sugar.
You're drunk with power, David.
I know. Who do you think you are?
Get you over there just like, oh, yeah. Everybody love everybody.
I've given like two or three thumbs down.
Have you?
Yes.
Who?
That one.
Oh, is it thumbs down?
The one with the, with the one from Santa Fe was a thumbs down.
All right.
Come on.
I thought you thumbs up that one.
No.
Oh. But you were like, oh, I think they got me.
Yeah, I was on the fence. They had me for a second, but then I decided net
came
thumbs
to your
down.
Senses? You came to your senses. All right.
If you want to phrase it that way, fine, sure.
This one is a band from Houston, Texas called Vanilla Sugar.
Oh, that's
going to be great. Do you know how much of me belongs to you?
Me too.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Wow, we went to the bottom
unanimous
of the barrel here.
Decision.
Thumbs up. That's all four.
Wow, that's great. Unanimous. This is great. We did all the work. Now we can find our next Reverb Nation artist of the month.
There's not more?
Well, there are so many here, but like there are literally thousands of submissions, but we need so many. We need to accept just like one or two. We have six to choose
random.
Six finalists.
Like, why not this band?
You should give me the login again. I'd like to...
Okay.
Be more active with that.
Yeah, please do. That'd be awesome.
I enjoy that.
It's ReverbNation.com. Check them out. A lot of hardworking, talented bands there.
And
really grinding it right now.
You could be the first of your friends to be the leader, be the taste maker in your circle.
Hold on, Reverb's not paying us, so pump the brakes there, Chris.
Oh, all right.
David in Australia, what's going on down under?
Oh, your connection.
Real quick?
Oh. What?
Quickly.
Huh? I've got an Australian news story real quick.
Quickly.
Okay, so Australia Day was last week, and an Australian man was, 21-year-old, was arrested for driving a ride-on Esky and blew over 3 times the legal limit.
Was driving a what?
An Esky, a motorized Esky.
What the hell is an Esky?
You went full Australian on us, man. We don't know what that is.
Get a whippersnipper engine and attach it to a Esky, like a cooler.
It's a cooler.
Oh, you're talking about a motorized cooler. Like I've seen those before where they have. Yeah, actually somebody got a DUI in the United States for riding around one of those.
Wait.
It's like a cooler that you
like
take camping.
Like a beer cooler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it has wheels on it and a motor, and you could drive it around. And I guess somebody got a DUI at a tailgate for running one of those things around here in the United States.
And this guy...
That's kind of cool.
Now, what did he run over? 3 times? Or what did he do?
Perfect musical.
3 times, and he was doing a wheel stand past a police car. That's why they pulled up.
That's pretty impressive. So. Wheel stand, huh? So he's wheeling down past the cops.
Man, I like
three
this guy's
times
style.
Illegal.
I like this guy's style a lot. This dude is my
hero right now. He's probably wearing jeans that were cut off.
No shirt. I'm picturing just...
Drinking Foster's. Yeah!
See, I'm picturing Foster's. Just whitey tighties and, like, black Ray-Bans.
I think we're confusing our, like, white trash of America to Australia.
Same thing.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. Cool is cool, all right? Cool is
was
cool.
Was he wearing Ray-Bans?
He was wearing thongs, board shorts, and a singlet.
Thongs?
I guess What's we're splitting the difference.
What's a singlet?
Thongs. Oh, pluggers. Shoes.
Sandals.
Sandals.
Oh, flip-flops.
Flip-flops. What's a thinglet, though?
Don't act like you didn't know that they were thongs.
What's a thinglet?
In the 80s. Give me a break.
A singlet? Wife beater.
Oh, thank you.
That's a thinglet?
Singlet.
Oh, singlet.
I heard thinglet.
Singlet.
Oh.
Singlet?
Singlet? No, singlet. Yeah, okay, I guess a singlet.
Teach you guys when I'm over
I
there.
Maybe
everybody in the 80s called flip-flop thongs.
I thought
that was what they were called.
I thought his thong was like poking out the back of his shorts. Forgive me.
Go back to 1988 and call
when
your
we were three.
Flip-flops
okay. Yeah.
Flip-flops.
Okay.
And see if anybody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it's 2017, bud.
Yeah, but just don't act like you don't remember.
I don't even remember 1988.
You're saying you don't remember any point in your life when the shoe was called a thong?
Absolutely not.
Well, maybe it's just me.
I remember people calling flip-flops thongs, yes.
Thank you.
I know that terminology.
Thank you.
But it's not used. It was like barely used. In our lifetime. I remember like, as a kid, people saying thong, but then it like, kind of dissipated pretty quickly in our lifespan.
I can't believe you say fanny. Fanny means something very different to us.
Fanny?
And that's the vaginas, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who said fanny?
So you just wanted to tell us.
I think he's just talking about other words with multiple connotations.
So you guys cultural. Think fanny packs or vagina packs?
Boop a pouch.
Well, whenever I hear fanny, that's the first thing I think of. I think of a front bottom, so.
Well, either way, I want to put my penis in it.
So Trump is a fanny grabber?
Right, I grab him by the fanny, eh?
Yeah, is that Trump?
Yeah. That's Australian Trump.
Oh.
Or Cockney Australian. Trump. I don't know.
I grab him by the fanny, eh?
It's Trump from another English-speaking majority country, possibly New Zealand. I don't know. I'm not an ethnographer.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, Christian Jason, are you excited about my arrival?
Why are you asking us? Why don't you ask Eddie?
When is your arrival?
Well, I'm asking you because I don't directly get to talk to you guys as much. I'm asking you directly.
Yeah, by that you mean you messages are Skype nonstop. I'm sorry I can't respond to you. I mean, like, I do try to as much as I can, but
I feel like Eddie's trying to hide how much they talk.
I mean, like, we have a lot of late night.
Doing it so poorly.
Phone calls on Skype.
So badly.
You probably get drunk and
just
start chatting.
You're dodging the question.
Honestly, I haven't thought about it. I'm sorry. I only think about it when you're on the phone.
Wednesday night is Eddie and David wine night.
I'm sorry.
We both drink a glass of wine and watch Grey's Anatomy separately.
They streamed the new Gilmore Girls at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but yeah, I only think about your visit when you're on the phone.
When is your visit again? When are you?
When do I need to avoid the show?
March.
March.
The whole March month. Is
I
a busy time.
I'll land the 5th of March, and I'll be seeing you guys around the 23rd, 24th.
That's very scarily soon.
Bear in mind, Trump's only been in office for 10 days. Who knows what's going to happen from then and now. So I hope you get to come.
I'm fine. I've got my paperwork all stamped and signed, and I'm all ready to go.
Stop him. From,
anywho.
That's neither here nor there, I guess.
Who knows what's going to happen.
If you hold me now. LAX, then I'm going to be fine, so.
So you're in March 23rd, 24th.
And you're staying with Sam, right? Is that what I've heard?
For a couple of days before I see you guys,
I think we said this before, but you need to be nice to Sam and just treat her like a bro. We can't have any...
Treat her like a bro. That's your advice to the man.
Yeah, we don't want any. You're such a part of the show, David, that we can't have anything going on.
He doesn't represent us.
I'm telling Samantha that as well.
What he about don't tell
you?
Her.
Why are you cock blocking the man?
He's not representing us.
David from
you
Australia and Samantha Scarlett in a one in a million decide they want to hook up.
No.
And all the power
we
to
We can't
them.
Have that, because then it'll throw off the balance.
Just don't force yourself upon her.
Oh, my God. Of course not.
Oh my God.
Don't do Bill Cosby, of course.
Yes, please don't. That's the only thing you could do that would be detrimental.
God, how low do you think of me, God? Jesus, I'm not like a serial rapist or something.
I mean, from our conversations
you just
America's
dad. Did you just... say you're not a serial rapist?
Just casual.
Just the weekends. It's fine.
She's a weekend warrior.
I'm legit. America wouldn't let me in
if you were smart, David, in Australia, you'd let her hook you up with all of her hot friends that I'm sure she has. Don't pee in the pool that you swim in. Don't dip your pen in the company.
Don't be a shepherd when you can get the flock.
This is a fan of the show. He has no actual
represent us.
Equity in what we do.
Right.
Well, I just feel like it'll get awkward.
It's not his inkwell.
Because we need to have
awkward
both of them.
For who?
Both of these two.
Honestly, awkward would be pretty funny for us.
I had them on the air at the same time once.
Okay, fine.
Awkward would be funny.
Fine. Go ahead. Do it.
No, don't do it.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you guys both want to do. And
they're they're both adults. Do whatever.
Are you an adult, David, though, really?
I think he's older than us.
You're reading so much into this, guys. Dial it back a few notches.
No, that's what we do on the show. We take it to the extreme. And we have bits.
All of our all
right, well, I will be respectful, and yes, I'll just be my normal, charming self.
Okay.
No, don't be yourself. Be better.
Use an American accent.
No, don't do that, because then you won't get laid.
Try a different accent, a sexy one, not Australian.
Go deeper, Australian. Do deeper Australian.
Can you do British?
Can you be like James Earl Jones Australian?
I'll start talking a little out
there. There you go.
No, that's not.
Yes.
That's not.
You're like a cowboy.
Me. All right, so Jason thinks it's sexy.
Absolutely.
But,
so this is your first time,
though. Is this going to happen? Am I dropping my pants now? Or?
Yes, and stop.
This must be exciting for you, David, though, in all honesty. This is your first time coming to the U.S., and how long are you going to be here?
For about a month.
Okay, and you're traveling all around the United States.
Are you driving everywhere? Or are you just flying from here to
no,
there?
No. I'm going on a Kentucky tour, so.
A what?
Kentucky It'll be good. Tour?
Kentucky?
Kentucky tour. The
even Kentucky? Even your American yeah. tours are weirdly Australian.
What's a Kentucky tour?
You going to take, what does that even mean?
Train?
Kentucky?
Take a train?
18 to 35-year-olds, group of about 50, and you will do the tour together.
Oh, so
you're with a group. Awesome. Oh, Sam should yes. feel much safer. So the whole group is staying with you guys.
No. Once I finish the tour, then I'm going, I'm staying on in New York, and then I'm going to Denver, and that's all solo.
Oh, gotcha.
So you guys will be chaperoning me, so to speak.
Great.
That's a strange way to phrase it. I guess I'm going to have to re-examine my plans in March.
Now, do you expect to see a show while you're here? Should we plan on a Friday show? Should Chris take off of his day job and are you going to reimburse him?
Well, I really wanted to cook you guys dinner. I'm a really good cook and I wanted to cook everyone dinner.
Oh, Jason keeps getting this weird concern that you're going to poison us even though you've sent us food twice.
And he's eaten all of it, by the way. He's still eating that Vegemite.
That's delicious.
Are you, what do you want to cook?
It's my specialty dish. It's whenever I've cooked a meal for
kangaroo.
A female companion, I've always gotten laid from it. So it's a good
thing. You're not getting laid
food.
Here.
That's not the
intention.
I mean,
you have to Bill Cosby, Jason, at least.
No.
There will be no poisoning of food.
You put the wrong doll in the pudding, and you give the woman the pudding, and then you take advantage of the woman.
So do we need to have like an EJC? Oh, I think I have an idea. It's going to be an EJC dinner party special where we broadcast David cooking for us. Got to do it.
That's right. So then it's on air, so it's all legit and above
it. Like, literally sounds like an awful show.
We'll call it Eating Down Under.
I love it. It's great.
Are you going to bring kangaroo meat?
It's a cooking show on the radio where nobody can see what you're doing. It's great.
David, I don't want to be that guy, but I am a vegetarian. So just
God.
Do you guys eat kangaroo? Is that a thing in Australia? Do you eat kangaroo?
Don't judge me, meat-eating barbarian.
Well.
What? Sorry, they're talking over you.
I got a specialty vegetarian dish as well, so I can cater for both sides of the field.
Are you sure you're going to be able to get the ingredients you're used to? Because, you know, when you travel abroad, you're not going to have the same access.
Do they have paprika in Australia? Or is that an exotic American delicacy?
Have you heard of paprika?
Yeah, we have paprika.
Okay, well... What do you need here?
Wait till he tries salts. It's going to blow his mind.
If you think you're going to find, like, I don't know what you're looking for here, but we have terrible seafood in Denver, so.
What are you talking about? We're a giant hub for seafood market.
We are?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not fresh. It's like,
what the hell
fresh.
Are you talking about, Jason?
It's absolutely fresh.
We are not
we are
known
too.
For our seafood here.
We are a giant hub from both coasts that all comes through us.
Yeah, but it's 3 days old.
Yeah,
by
it's
the time
passing
here.
Through stinking up train cars.
No, it's not on a train. It's
the
flight,
coal.
You idiot.
The fish go in. They dump the fish out, God. And then they put the coal in, and they send it back.
And hobos sleep on top of the fish.
you voted for Trump, didn't you?
Don't ever fucking say that to me again.
Well, don't be a dummy.
Well, David, we're looking forward to you coming, and we'll make a special out of it. We'll do an EJC eating
David,
down under.
Do you guys eat kangaroo? Is that a thing? Do people eat kangaroo?
It tastes like shit, mostly. You can cook if you can cook it well, but it's a very tough meat. It's like deer.
Right, but like good deer meat's really good. So you're saying it's game
yeah,
meat?
That, it is edible, but crocodiles probably nicer. than kangaroo.
Crocodile's good. I remember eating crocodile.
But you can't go wrong with catching a live goanna yourself and cooking that up. It's a big lizard.
Mm. Well, crocodile's pretty
How often do you do that? How often do you do that?
You wacky foreigner.
I've done that once before. Made it up mine, tracked one. It was huge. It was about, that's what she said. It was about a meter and a half long. And
what's that?
Yeah, we tracked
an American
meters.
Are you an idiot? That's a yard.
What is that in American meters?
What's that in American meters, please?
That's five and a half feet.
Okay.
Wow, you're really fast on that.
Did you wrestle it?
Wrestle. Well,
did you wrestle it to the ground?
What's the dish that you're gonna make?
Don't ever say wrestle on my show again.
Shut the fuck up.
I really want to know what's the dish you're thinking of making though. I gotta know.
Chicken Tia Maria.
Great. That's gonna be my final meal.
We do have
meal.
Chicken here.
That's gonna be my final meal.
That doesn't sound vegetarian.
You know what, Chris?
It does. Really good. It is effing good.
All right, David. Well, we're looking forward to that.
Chris is gonna eat meat for that one night.
No.
You can't. This guy is traveling thousands and thousands of miles for you.
Free range organic chicken.
For you,
free
literally.
Range organic chicken.
Can you like
the chickens are like coddled?
Night?
They'll be
I'm
coddled
not
chickens.
Traveling to an indigenous tribe in like sub-Saharan Africa or rural India, where they're offering me their only food for a week, all out Temple of Doom. Somebody from a first world country is coming. To where I live.
For you.
To cook me.
For you.
Like,
because he's a fan of you.
Like a Chinese dish.
This is a fan of you.
And
what
I'm
you
supposed
do.
To eat.
Yeah, but he's Australian.
Like, break my dietary.
It's polite.
Vows.
It's polite. If you were traveling. Do you think Anthony Bourdain? He's a vegetarian.
All right,
did you know
look,
that?
Look. If I was.
I made that up.
It's not like I'm asking you to eat a bull testicle or kangaroo testicles.
You're a vegetarian.
Look, if
for
I was
moral
kosher.
Reasons.
If I was kosher, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Nobody would dare be like. Oh, just don't be kosher for a day. Don't be a dick.
Don't be vegetarian for a day. Don't be
so
a dick.
So you say your vegetarianism is like a religion? And it should be protected?
Not exactly, but sure. I'll go out there. Fine.
But,
so,
this,
but you do it. You
but,
do, you're
yeah.
a vegetarian because morally you don't agree with the way animals are treated.
Yes.
But what if the chicken's coddled and it's free range and it has all the room it can...
And David from
Possibly
Australia
want.
Cooks it.
And then it squawks up to its master who it loves and it wrings its neck and murders him.
Right. Well, breaks
so,
it.
So if you're nice to somebody forever and then murder him, it's like, well, I let her run in the yard for 12 hours a day. She's my daughter, so I killed her. It was quick.
Good Lord, that
well,
got
now
dark.
you're comparing an animal to a human being?
I am comparing it. I'm not saying it's equivalent, but yes, I'm making a metaphorical comparison.
So, in other words, Dave is going to have to cook two dishes after he flies thousands and thousands of miles.
Yes. He brought it up. This is his idea. Or he cooks one delightful vegetarian dish.
Are you?
I don't do vegetarian.
Are you okay with this scenario, David? Does this anger you? Are we going to cook?
Oh, it just means more work for me, but I'll do it. Like,
what
he's
about,
fine.
He's fine.
What about all those beans, huh, Chris? All the beans you eat. What about them? They have feelings.
What the hell are you talking about?
They dance.
Yeah.
You see a dancing bean? All right,
you
well,
mean a jumping bean?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Anyways,
if I use a tomato that's bruised, is that an abused tomato?
Absolutely.
Not if it was derived sexual pleasure from it.
Hey! Hey, kids! They remind me of Krusty the Clown. All right, David, thank you. We'll see you next time.
I just
time.
Don't understand you sometimes, Chris.
David, thanks in Australia. We'll talk to you next time.
Probably because I'm operating on a whole nother level.
Thanks very much, guys.
Intellectually.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, twisted.
Okay, bye.
Intellectually and sexually.
All right, well, there's the show. And
you did say
Australia.
That you masturbate to ultrasounds earlier. Just saying.
God damn it. I did not say that.
Eddie, did he say that?
I think we have that on record somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I hate both of you.
If we were to splice together certain clips of you, we could make you on the
Oh,
record.
Look at this umbilical cord.
David,
remember that?
Can't wait
remember
for
that?
You to come to the United States because I need a new
David.
Best friend.
It's not Dan, it's David.
I said David.
I don't think
you,
so.
You're making this man cook
I
two
think
meals.
I think you said Dan. You don't even know the man's name and you make him cook two meals.
Trump has been in office 10 days and you just, any regard for... The facts is out the window for
and
you.
I bet anything you're going
well,
to take one bite and spit it out.
You're being like, you're like a climate denier. Ah, I never said that, but you truly did say that.
I truly did not.
You did. Go back and listen.
You're out of your mind.
We'll see you next time, everybody. AJ and Chris Show. If you're listening on Adobe, get the podcast. If you're not subscribed, just search Eddie, Jason, and Chris on iTunes. Subscribe to it. Get it. It's right there. It's a podcast. You can listen to all of our shows, including this very one you're hearing right now. Bye. We'll see you next time.